180 degrees.
Good morning, podcast audience. Local 304, Ohio Valley District mail handlers, and of course, my branch, Columbus, Ohio. Tuesday morning's podcast. You know, yesterday, after doing a short podcast on item T in our local memorandum of understanding, I decided to come back today, and we'll stay right in the LMOU. Today's podcast will be on OPP.
Hey, you know me.
Oh, wait a minute. We're just going to do item O and item P. Let's talk LMOU, item O. Item O is the identification of assignments that are to be considered light duty. Again, I'm reading directly from your LMOU. If you don't have a copy, please see someone in your union office and get a copy. And if that's not possible, then contact me via email. I will send you a copy. Item O, LMOU. Identification of assignments that are to be considered light duty. The following assignments shall be power equipment key controller, rewrap, banding sleeves, routing slips, labeling at FSM / SPBS units, including labeling at other installations within the Columbus PNDC Center. Working empty equipment, postal surveys which are done in mail handling units or sections, guard runs, flip-flop / 010 unit, act tagging, filling sack orders, sweeping cases. Now, first of all, I think we all agree with my earlier podcast that we need to open up our LMOU and let's update some things. But nonetheless, we're going at face value on what we have to work with. So I just read to you 12 different positions that can be considered, that are considered light duty in the mail handler craft. So, as I love to tell you, once you come into the knowledge of what you are supposed to have, then you should demand that you receive that. Now, for the newer employees, newer mail handlers, in order for you to fully grasp what it is I'm trying to share with you today, you have to first understand that if you work in the Postal Service, there are two types of injuries. There's a light duty, and then there's a limited duty. Light duty means you got hurt off work. Limited duty means you got hurt at work. And the two may seem very insignificant, but trust me, it's kind of a big deal. Because in our item O, they are only addressing light duty assignments, not limited duty assignments. So if you got hurt outside of work, these positions should be available to you. And it's important that you understand that. Okay, let's move right along to item P. Now, item P is the identification of assignments comprising a section when it is proposed to be reassigned within an installation, employees access to the needs of the section. Sections are defined as being all assignments within a job, within an area, within a tour. We'll visit that in a second. Sections are defined as being all assignments within a specific work area within a tour. Now, I just want to say we open up item P with two different definitions of the same word. And if you think I'm not making this up, get a copy of your local memorandum of understanding item P. And after they give you the title of the item, you're followed up by two sentences, both defining sections. and both defining just a little different. But nonetheless, here we go. Sections are defined as being all assignments within a specific work area within a tour. You have the DOC, USM slash box unit. Didn't know those two went together, but nonetheless. TMS and low cost. Now we have high speed, of course. Flats, newspapers, 2C. Automation, 030. This is the one that really tickles me a little bit. SPBS, apps, lips, 185. Let's forget the 185 and forget the lips. Just to have in your apps and your SPBS in a section together would then lead anyone to ask, are your sections, when you bid a job, do you bid a section as a pay location? Is that one and the same? Or does Columbus define section and pay location to be different? Just some questions. Once you begin to read your LMOU and look at what actually transpires in a daily workday, these are just some of the questions that you might want to ask someone. And it closes with, management and the union will meet prior to the establishment of any newly created units to establish the work area. So I'm sure that if we were in line with our LMOU, and again, I drift back to those AGVs that we're still waiting to be delivered in Columbus. If we go back to that, then there had to be prior conversation about these AGVs given to your union that I'm sure your union didn't circulate to you, or they didn't do a real good job circulating to you. Again, I'm just talking about spreading of the advanced information about making up a job title called group leader that's designed to facilitate a mail handler-less unit. Yes, everyone knows that a group leader, by design, by definition, should be able to do the job of everyone in their group. So I know I'm on a tangent, but just stay with me for a minute. So if that AGV breaks down because that group leader is responsible, is that group leader now responsible for transporting all that mail that the AGV just broke down and couldn't do? I mean, interesting, but it tells me that based on our LMOU, that there had to be conversation with the union that maybe didn't trickle down to the members. So today we talked about item O, item P, in our local memorandum of understanding. And listen, I'm going to continue to podcast things of this nature two or three times a week, because I'm telling you folks, and again, I'm speaking directly to Columbus, Ohio. When you look at your local memorandum of understanding and you look at your national agreement, management does an excellent job of not following either, and the reprisals for their non-compliance does not seem to be that great to me, and I just want to up that a little bit. Kenny Hodge, still going to be your next local president of 304-180 degrees. Hey, we're rolling through. Get on board and avoid the rush.